Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. You may have heard of MN Artists. It's an online community hosted by the Walker Arts Center with funding from the McKnight Foundation. They have a new website. Well, it's been a few years, but this is the last chance through the end of the year for artists to migrate their information to the new platform. So this week, I invited Emily Gastineau of MN Artists to talk more about the program.
My name is Emily Gastineau, and I am program manager for MN Artists at the Walker Arts Center.
MN Artists, tell us what that is.
So MN Artists is a program of the Walker Arts Center and partnership with the McKnight Foundation. We've been around since 2001, and we are primarily known for our web platform, which is really a big community of artists working all across the state in all disciplines and also artists at all career stages. So it's a place where artists can connect to each other. You can create a profile and share your own work with your community. You can also find information about arts events coming up, opportunities, calls for artists, that kind of thing. And then we also do arts journalism, covering the breadth of artistic practice that's happening across Minnesota. We also do live programs at the Walker Arts Center. So it's multifaceted, but it's all around this idea of connecting artists to each other, both with practical information and opportunities, and also fostering conversations about practice and current topics that they're dealing with.
The amount of information in the journalism is so complementary to the artist's profile component.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, it did start as a place for artists to make profiles. That was kind of the original need that was being filled back in 2001, and there's still a demand for that, and it now kind of complements other ways that artists share their work online. But it really evolved with talking to artists in the community, hearing feedback from people about what they needed, and just that aspect of sharing information grew pretty organically into the arts journalism component.
You're also a really incredible calendar for what's happening in the arts in Minnesota.
Yeah, so that the events calendar on MN Artists is all user-driven, user-submitted. So those are anything that you see there is coming in directly from artists or arts organizations throughout the state. So we're always directing people there so they can let the community know what they have going on.
So it's really important to remember that this is so much a community, not just an artist web platform. Talk about the migration. It's just, it looks like the new platform, which is lovely and beautiful, whatever was the old platform is going away. So maybe artists who have joined a long time ago, if they're not, checking back or a part of the community these days.
Yeah, so artists should definitely check back in. The story on that is that we launched the redesigned website 3 years ago, November 2014. So we still call it the new site, even though maybe it's not so new anymore. But at that time, we chose not to move artist profiles over automatically from the old site because it had been around so long. So there was just some outdated information. So we asked artists to opt back into the new site. And it's a very easy process. It's really two clicks to bring all your information over. But as you might expect, we can't continue to host all of the information from the old site in perpetuity. So we're just asking artists to go ahead and migrate their information if they have not done so already, since they have had a few years to do that. The deadline for that is through the end of the year. We have about 5,000 active artist profiles on the new site and about 600 organization profiles. So it's definitely been repopulating over time. And I'll also add about that process, if anyone has questions about it, our staff is very accessible. You can find all of our contact information on the site. There's easy instructions, and if you have questions, we'll help you through it.
Find links to MN Artists and information for artists and the community at kumd.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.